It's nearly spring. I'm very excited. You probably are too. It's not too bad here in Melbourne today. It started off very cold. What about where you are? What's the weather like? What are you growing? 1300 222 774 is my phone number, and I give it to you because cook and writer Danny Vallant is about to appear before us. We're going to be talking about the foods that we love for winter. Maybe we'll chat about what we're growing, but also what are we making from what we're growing? What are we going to do with these last days of winter? And this hour also, just to give you a heads up, we'll be doing a guilty pleasures duet with an extraordinary classically trained Indian, classically trained as well, musician and teacher. Her name's Eva Popov, but she's an indie musician and she has a real skill when it comes to interpreting songs. So we'll do a Finn Brothers song for you on Afternoons today. Danny Vallant, welcome to the hood.
Great to be here.
Look, I love having you in here because we get to talk about our favourite thing, which is food, glorious food.
What do you mean? I know. It's great, but I'm not going to sing.
I was waiting for you to join me. Hey, tell me, what have you been up to? What are your last days of winter from a cooking perspective looking like?
I love a cusp. So I just, a cusp season, you know, like the brink of something. So I love the fact that we're still in winter technically and certainly climatically at times. Although as I was coming in here today, there was a definite tinge of warmth to the gleaming sun. Although now it looks like it might hail in about 5 minutes. So who knows?
Gosh,
but
Melbourne.
That's cusp for you.
We've started leaving the back door open just a little bit. So we have a situation where there are guinea pigs outside who free range and a dog inside who we have to sort of manage so he doesn't, you know, Charlie the dog doesn't eat the guinea pigs. But lately I've noticed we're all leaving the back door open a little bit because it does feel warmer.
There's something in the air, isn't there?
Hopefully.
And it's not just iciness. That's right. You know what? I had a dog called Charlie that did some terrible things to guinea pigs. So that's a really weird connection
that's
that
ironic,
we have.
Isn't it? Everyone said, no. If you, you know, if you introduce a dog to the guinea pigs gently, all will be well. Okay, so I believed them and I came home after a short shopping trip to find a couple of tufts of hair in the backyard that the guinea pigs owned. Look, we told Charlie off. It hasn't happened since. If you've got hints for us, you can always text them in 0437774774 about how to train your animals not to eat each other. It's not polite.
It's not nice at all.
But also how to train your animals not to eat your garden. There are a lot of people who are going to start planting.
Oh, goodness me.
Round about now, Danny.
I certainly have not trained the possums in my neighbourhood to not strip everything bare. But,
All right, so we're on the cusp.
We're on the cusp.
Between winter and spring.
Yeah.
And what's filling up your days? What recipes?
Well, it makes me think about, you know, the things that I love about winter and that I'm going to have to say goodbye to.
Oh, yes.
And among, like, top of that list is chestnuts. The last chestnuts are around at the moment, and I think it's been a fantastic chestnut season. It certainly has been in our house where we've just been roasting them and having them after dinner.
Have
so
you?
If you haven't been doing that, just grab the last chestnuts and do it. Yes, make a note. Do
I'm
that
I'm making
now.
A note right now with my pen and paper.
They are just such a good snack. And the thing that's happened that I've noticed this year is that the easy peel chestnuts are everywhere. And I would marry the person that came up with the easy peel chestnut because it's just easier access to chestnuts is such a good thing.
Look, not everyone has had positive experiences of chestnuts. For example, my family and I went to Berlin. I've told you this story before. There was a chestnut tree across the road as a family activity where we went and picked chestnuts and we baked them in our apartment and we went to eat them. And I swear to God, I nearly killed my children with these horse chestnuts. They were bitter and poisonous tasting. And luckily they didn't eat them. I tried them and they were the wrong chestnuts.
Oh, dear.
You know? I mean, we're not really connoisseurs, but I also grew up with a mother who rode her bicycle through Vondelpark in Amsterdam and would create piles of chestnut leaves and roast her own, you know, at the age of 8, 9, 10.
That's beautiful. Chestnuts roasted over chestnut leaves must be even better, but I'm just doing them in the oven like a pleb.
Are easy peel chestnuts a new invention?
Yeah, so chestnuts are notoriously difficult to peel and there are all kinds of, you know, techniques, you know, squash them this way, slit them like that to make them easier. But now, I guess that just through selection, there are easier peel varieties.
Are they marketed as such?
No, I never see labels on chestnuts where I purchase them. But I know that people have been trying to develop easy peels, and I reckon this year they've really cracked it.
Or can you get them from the supermarket?
I don't know. I just get them from the local fruit shop, from the market. I'm not sure if they're probably in the supermarket. Yeah.
Okay.
But grab them before they're gone because they're about to be gone.
They're not really, people haven't got into activating them yet, have they?
Oh my goodness, I'm sure they have.
That's pretty next level.
Yeah, that's next level.
What else will you miss about winter?
I'm really sad to say goodbye to mandarins. Mm. I always love it when they come around. It's almost, they are a fruit that actually does disappear. So we don't seem to, you can get, you know what I mean?
Like, the ones that you get over the summer, actually, I find them way too sweet and they're hard to come by. And
I forget about them. I mean, tomatoes, yes, you get them all through winter, but they're so much better in summer and autumn. Mm. But mandarins, you just don't see them anymore. And I miss them.
The only miss is looking forward to, actually, let's start again. She's dreading asparagus, the missing of asparagus. It's coming. She says, I spied local asparagus on the market on Saturday. Yippee, I love asparagus season.
It's on my list too.
It
I love it.
And it goes. Frosty says, controversial, chestnuts taste like crap. Thank you, Frosty, for your contribution. She doesn't agree, Frosty. I'm sorry.
I just love them. But, each to their own. Luckily, we don't have to eat chestnuts.
Exactly. And you might have been eating horse chestnuts like I was, Frosty, so stay away from them. You're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Melbourne. It's Victoria-wide at the moment. We get to chat with you, that means. Send us a text of the things that you might miss about winter or the things that you're looking forward to in spring. 1300 222 774 if you want to call, but 0437 774 774 if you want to text, which is easy. I'm going to miss. We are pretty into porridge in our family.
Mm.
Both quinoa flake porridge, which I know sounds a little silly, but it's nice and easy on the tummy. But also, we roll our oat groats, and we do a beautiful.
You roll your own.
We do.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, they taste fantastic. A freshly rolled groat, which are, nothing. They're about 5 cents a kilo.
Yeah.
And then you've got your roller, which is a little outlay, but then, crank it and they're sweet and delicious. Good old Yoast, actually, Backer was in here once and he put me onto it. And
yeah,
so I've enjoyed
I remember
them.
Seeing it at the cafe he used to have in the city where they rolled their oats to order. But I haven't gone that far, but I do love porridge and I am going to miss it. Not that you're not allowed to eat it in summer, but you just don't feel like it.
No, you don't. It's just not the same.
No.
Tell me more.
I'm going to miss casseroles.
Mm.
I mean,
do you have to give them up?
You don't have to give them up. But, I just don't think you feel like that that slow cooked, the house sort of being infused with that slow cooked warmth. I just don't think you feel like that. You don't want to have the oven on all day or
you
something
don't.
Bubbling away on the pot, as it warms up.
Us humans. We're so funny. We sort of lament the winter. It's too cold when it's here.
Yeah, that's
many
right.
You know who you are. And then when it's on its way out, we're like, it was so beautiful in winter.
I mean, when we snuggled up with our hot chuckies and our mulled wine, we just,
You
know.
Like the mulled wine? You're a fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan. And I've been doing a hot buttered rum, which I'm going to sadly say goodbye to.
Oh, God. Hang on. What do you mean?
So it's like a rum, which I've infused with chai. And then I've just sort of just warmed it back up with a little bit of butter. So
how delicious.
It's really delicious. But you're not going to be wanting that on a 30 degree December day, are you? So you better sneak it in the next few days.
Look, I'm like, when it comes to mulled wine, I think it's either a yes or a very definite no. I was a yes for a long, long time. But I think once you've had an unfortunate run-in with mulled wine,
mm-hmm.
where maybe you were a late teenager and maybe you thought it was non-alcoholic.
Oh, yes.
And maybe you drank some of it and then maybe you weren't well.
I've got some words to say to you. They are Grandma's Bowling Club Christmas Party Banana Liqueur.
Oof, oof, oof. Holy dooly.
Luckily, there aren't that many people offering me a nice little nip of banana liqueur as I go about my business.
No, that's the rebel Danny Vallant here on Afternoons. I'm Claire Bowditch. Danny's a writer and cook and she comes in regularly here on Afternoons to basically talk up the joys of food and of cooking. We've been asking you you know, what is it that you're going to miss about winter? What have you been your favourite recipes? Marianne from Warragul, what do you got?
Hello, Claire.
Hello.
I've just had a lovely discussion with your producer and she doesn't agree with me.
What?
I'm going to miss those wonderful, small, sweet Brussels sprouts we've been able to get this year. I love them. And
look, she was brought up in the UK and I think there might have been some overboiled Brussels sprouts. Sprout trauma that's not
been
talked about.
Well, I couldn't eat them like that either. No. That's disgusting.
Absolutely. I like them roasted with a bit of bacon. Do you like them like that?
Oh, no, I just steam them. I just love them. And I've just actually cut some up and put in my soup that's gently warming.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Lovely.
What sort of soup is it, Marion?
Oh, it's a wonderful chicken and vegetable soup, lots of vegetables, and I've thrown in some chickpeas as well.
Oh. That's all stuff that's perfectly good for you, isn't it?
And I'm going to miss the thick soups and the casseroles and parsnips. You know, parsnips at the right time of year.
Absolutely. Root veg. It's nothing. Yeah, it's great during winter. I love it.
And pumpkin. Roasted pumpkin.
Oh, look.
But
I'm
I think with some of those things, you can give them a twist. So roast pumpkin, I'll still be doing in summer, but I'll be putting it through a grain salad with lots of greens. And,
yum.
So, yeah, cool. I think some of them we can bring with us, their little trans-seasonal tweaks.
Yes.
Marion, good of you to call and you know, argue for the rights of Brussels sprouts everywhere. Thank you.
I love them.
They're strong for some reason. Thanks, Marion. Again, strong reactions from things like parsnips and Brussels sprouts. I have a theory that it's age dependent. You know, if we're my children say to me, "Why are you eating that stinky cheese? That's stinky." And I remember asking my parents the same thing.
Yeah.
Nowadays, there's nothing I enjoy more. So I think sometimes we're overwhelmed by the power of something like
absolutely because I mean kids do have many more taste buds than us oldies, so I think that the flavors are quite overwhelming.
Claire, I'm thrilled to see my garlic growing steadily in the veggie patch. Congratulations. We've been able to keep the chooks away from scratching them up like they did last year. A few months to go yet, but it's always worth the wait.
Oof, that's
fresh
fantastic.
Garlic.
Yeah.
What is key garlic time of year? Is it spring?
I believe the shoots will be coming out in spring. So yes, so it'll be a summer harvest. I know that I used to get some beautiful locally grown garlic in December, and garlic is one of those products that the locally grown garlic comes and then it goes, and a lot of our garlic's imported. So yes, it's definitely something to treasure when it's here and fresh and local.
We're still talking about the things that we will miss from winter. David of Avondale Heights, what are you going to miss, my friend?
Yes, hi. I just was going to say I've got two daughters attending Avondale Football Club and they're playing soccer, and I'm going to miss the group of people that we get together, the parents, and also the Friday steaks that we have at the club.
Oh,
but
yum.
I tell you what I don't miss, and it's very unfortunate that the girls don't have any facilities despite the fact that we are trying to tell City Council it's very essential for the girls to have their own toilet. And
so they don't have their own toilet, right?
It's disgraceful, isn't it? And that's from the City Council who does not care, unfortunately, for the girls and the women's football.
I'm sorry to hear that, David. Look, there's still quite a bit of catching up to do in terms, you know, it's a shame. And we were never encouraged to play soccer as young girls, Danny and myself. So I'm glad to hear your daughters are getting a chance to play it. I hope that turns around for you.
Thank you very much. Do you know what? One of the parents called City Council, and what he was told is that you knew which club you are attending to and joining. You know what? When my daughters, when I registered my daughters to play soccer in there, I never went to room to see whether they've got females' toilets.
No, you know, I mean, you wouldn't think of that.
Absolutely.
Look, David, I've just had a sense of what it feels like to be John Fain. You know, often on John Fain's program we get to talk about things like that. David, is there any food that you were going to miss from winter? Is there any food you miss?
Look, a good watermelon.
Ooh, yum. Okay, thanks, David. All the best to you and your daughters. That's David from Avondale Heights, a very caring father.
Definitely, and of course there should be girls' toilets.
Okay. Yeah, it's a surprise.
It is a surprise.
Stephen from Curlewa has texted in here on Afternoons on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria. And he reckons, and I agree, roast beetroot. Just the best.
Yes.
Oh, it's just beautiful. You know, Stephen, I did a cheat the other day. I went and bought packaged, already cooked beetroot, but like the whole beet, not the sliced one in sugar. That was a good workaround for a busy working week.
Yeah, definitely. I love it. And beetroot, I think I'll be still eating it through spring and summer, but I've just done something recently where I've cured kingfish with beetroot. And spices.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Yummy.
And then you just have it as a salad. So it's really fresh and delicious, but you get that beautiful pink tinge.
Someone's just texted in to sort of express their confusion. Claire, your guest just said, oh, I like it wrapped in bacon, or I like it with bacon. Well, anything with bacon is yum. It's bacon, don't we? She says,
That's true.
It's from the pigs.
That's true. And that's fine any time of year. I'm sure we can find a use for bacon in cold weather or hot weather.
We might get a chance to talk about bacon a little later in the show, actually. I'll tease you there. I won't tell you anymore.
Ooh,
but, you know.
Intriguing.
We'll see how we go. Right now it's 20 minutes past two. Danny Valance here, writer and cook. We've talked about some things that we're going to miss from winter, including someone's texted in with a genius call. Golden syrup dumplings. That's what will be missed. One more comment about chestnuts, saying I'm a chestnut grower. All the chestnuts we sell are labelled with a variety. Each variety is different. Even amongst a range of easy peel varieties, the flavour and texture are different. I suspect that texter has very deep knowledge of chestnuts.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Rare. It's like being a wine connoisseur. What are you looking forward to, though, Danny? You're an eternally optimistic person.
Yes, I certainly am, especially when it comes to food, because there's always a meal around the corner, which I love.
Me too.
So I'm looking forward to some of those experiences that you get in spring and in summer, and that's related to, I guess, eating outdoors and cooking outdoors. So there is a scary time where you take the cover off the barbecue. It may not have been dislodged for quite a while.
Ew.
The cockroaches will scatter.
Don't fry them up and eat them.
No, I will not.
Nope.
But then, you know, we'll just give the barbecue a good scrub down and then it's in action. So I love that. I love being able to sit outside to eat. I love thinking about picnics. Mm. Certainly won't be having a picnic that soon, but I'll be thinking about it.
I reckon it's about 6 weeks.
I think six weeks could be all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a tradition in your family of bottling, pickling at this time of the year?
Or? I do most of my bottling of tomatoes in autumn. So what I'm trying to do is make my supply of passata, just eke it out until I can get tomatoes in a bottle, or at least have enough fresh tomatoes around to satisfy those tomato cravings.
Passata, of course, being a fancy name for tomato puree, really.
Totally. It's just, it's the little, I don't have any Italian nonna in me, but I try to get a little bit of her in there.
How yummy. Look, it's not going to be too long now until we start talking cool drinks again.
Oh, and I'm always happy to talk cool drinks, as I just like say goodbye to mulled wine, say goodbye to my buttered rum, and say hello to summer cocktails. And I'm wondering, like last summer I did drink a lot of frosé.
Oh, please clarify.
So a frozen rosé.
Yeah, baby.
Pretty daggy, really.
Really daggy, but also genius.
Yeah, like kind of delicious.
If they had that on tap at your local servo, you know.
Yeah, if you were the passenger.
It would be, it would be illegal to drink it otherwise, of course not. But I wonder how long until bars start doing frosé.
They are doing it.
Oh.
I can't actually remember which ones, but I do remember some bars saying that you could get your frosé right there.
Text in here. Farewell, mulled wine. Hello, sangria.
Exactly.
Hello, friend.
See, isn't that good? It's sad to say goodbye, but there's always such happiness to look forward to.
And that's how I feel every time you're in, Danny Valance. It's been wonderful to have your company.
Lovely to be here, Claire.
Please come again.
I shall.